And a very good morning to you. It's 1 minute after 11 o'clock. Hi, I'm Kermit Poling, General Manager here at Red River Radio. Time for another Arts Spotlight. This is going to be a fun one. There's an annual event that takes place in Shreveport the first weekend of December. And it's hard to believe, but we're already there at that particular point of time. The event is the Weidman International Piano Competition. And, well, my guest here is going to be able to tell me, hopefully, how many years it's been in existence. I know for a long, 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 long time. But joining me via Zoom this morning is Alon Goldstein, who is, of course, well-known concert pianist, especially in this area. And he is the head of the Weidman competition. Alon, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you, Kermit, for having me. And good morning to all of our, community and the Shreveport metropolitan area. It's always great to be back in this home away from home.
Home away from home, indeed. What year of the competition is this? Do you know?
This year?
Yeah. Yeah, you're like me. It's like, check it. It's like, well, it's been going on for decades, but...
74.
That sounds about right. I mean, it's in that neighborhood. I mean, all these arts organizations are have been around for a long time. They have the symphony and the opera, and not just in the Shreveport area in particular. You know, the little theater. My gosh, it's 103 years old. I mean, it's fascinating because there's so much of an interest in arts and in particular music. And the Weidman competition, of course, is a piano competition, and these it has brought in fabulous candidates and contestants in the competition from all over the world. And this is a long time tradition. And you know something a little bit about being in that situation, don't you?
I mean, yeah. And as you said, brought here to Shreveport such fabulous pianists. Actually, one of our previous winners literally won last June the Clyburn competition.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have, and this is the second time we have a, our winner that, a few years later wins the Clyburn competition. I mean, this is one of the things I think we are very proud that we are kind of a launching pod. I mean, in terms of, people come, they get exposure, they get experience, they get the our love, of course, the Southern hospitality, they get opportunities. And then, I mean, this is also what it did for me. I won it back in 1996, and over the years, I think I received over 200 concerts, which are directly or indirectly related to the Weidman competition.
We had that conversation not on the air, but it seems to me about a month or so we were talking about some of that, and you brought that up about what it did for your career in particular. And it might not seem clear to people who are who are aware of the competition but don't realize the ramifications that these young artists get for participating in it, but also as prize winners you used that number at that time too with me when we were having that conversation about getting a couple hundred opportunities, and you can go back and see how it all connected to the competition.
When I won it, then of course there's a prize money, and I received also concerts with the Shreveport Symphony, and then with the Mississippi Symphony, and then Myra Hess, and then the Lester Center Wilson, who was the artistic director before me, rest in peace. She is from Jackson, Mississippi, so she brought me to play a recital in Mississippi as well. 4 or 5 concerts, and then I played them well, and I kept in touch with the people who invited me, and then some of the people who invited me shared my name to other people who also have arts organizations, and they invited me. So, after maybe the first year of winning the competition, I played 5 concerts, and then the second year, I played again in Jackson, Mississippi, and then in 6 other places. And then in the third year after winning the competition, I played again with the Shreveport Symphony because they liked me when I won, and they wanted me again. And then, so, I mean, it's like my great teacher, the legendary Leon Fleischer, he always told me that career is made out of re-engagements.
Yeah, it's true. true. Try to get as many of those as you can. You know, that influence. So my personal experience with the Weidman competition is, you know, longstanding as, you know, a longtime assistant/associate conductor of the Shreveport Symphony for a long time. And, you know, we've had some years where we even had the finals with the orchestra. I conducted a number of those. Some years where I've conducted the winners here. But also my other orchestras have generally featured at least one of the Weidman within previous years performing with the orchestra. I've had the good fortune of working with two different prize winners, one a gold medalist this season and a silver medalist just recently, who stepped in with just 1 week's notice with my orchestra in Marshall, Texas. So between Dimitri Yudin, who is that person, and Yizhen Chen, who performed earlier, a concerto that you just performed not long ago, Beethoven Emperor, but also did the Ravel Left Hand Concerto with the Shreveport Symphony, all within a very narrow period of time. So people in this region got to experience the excellence of these pianists within a very short period of time. And hopefully, as you're listening to this, you will recall that you were at one of these concerts. And so you are familiar with the level. And I would argue, I mean, I've had the good fortune of being a judge in the past and all of that. I think that that's an extremely difficult thing to do, because the level overall is quite excellent.
First of all, I have to say that you have been incredible with the competition. I mean, again, the fact that you are, you know, you are so much a part of it, and that you are inviting, you know, the winner or the prize winners is been an amazing asset to the competition. So really, with all my heart and you know, thank you. And also, you know, all the competitors, really, it's an invaluable opportunity. And like you said, now you invited, you know, Yizhen, who just won last year with his Beethoven 5. And then he played also with the Shreveport Symphony, the Ravel Concerto.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, again, these are incredible opportunities. And so we had this year, like, nearly 80 applications from, you know, all over the country, and we have to narrow it down to maximum 30, which is like, you almost have to take out 2/3.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's a very harsh cut and very difficult. And you know, for me, it's very important, the personal relationship. You know, we always write to many colleges around the country, but I many times I write specific letters to professors, and then I also need to write another specific letter saying I'm really sorry we couldn't accept, you know, all of the three students that you sent, this one, and like, it's very difficult.
Sure.
We ended up having candidates, 30, they're coming from like 9 different countries around the world. Of course, the United States, South Korea, China, Canada, Spain, Taiwan, United Kingdom, Azerbaijan, and the Philippines.
Wow.
So, I mean, really, I say it once and again and again and again. It always inspires me, like, we have this, you know, beautiful town in the middle of the country that for this weekend becomes the United Nations.
That's true. So, let's talk a little bit.
One more thing.
Yeah.
The 30 candidates, and again, this is not something that we try, but I definitely like. They come from 18 different schools from around the country, and if I just name some of them, it's like, this is like the best schools. Okay, mm-hmm. So there's like the Juilliard School, University, the Yale School, New England, Boston, Indiana, San Francisco Conservatory, Peabody Conservatory, Northwestern University, SMU, Southern Methodist University, Eastman School, Oberlin, Colborne in Los Angeles, University of Cincinnati. Literally, if you want to know where to go and study in this country, just look at this list.
Yeah, that's true.
These are the best
true.
Schools in the country for music.
That's true.
Really.
And any musician will back you up on that. I mean, it's incredible.
I'm so proud. I mean, it basically means that we really created something so special here in this town that people from all over the best schools in the country, from all over the world, you know, trying to come and compete. And we can only select 30. It's always after the competition, regardless if people won or passed to the finals, they always write a note saying that the whole experience and the way they've been, you know, accepted and embraced is really made it very special to them. So it's something that I felt when I came here for the first time, and I can be now ambassador of Shreveport, I think.
You're appointed. There you go. So let's talk a little bit about the schedule so that people know. And this is the thing, is that, you know, it is free to people in the community to come and be able to hear as many of these pianists as you want to hear, because there are a series of semifinals, and there is the finalists will also be a part of this on the last day. Can you just outline the hours and the days?
Yeah. So the competition begins on Friday at 1 p.m. And Friday is relatively a shorter day. We will probably have about 10 candidates playing. Each has a slot of 15 minutes. Out of this, they probably play about 13 minutes, and then, you know, 2 minutes they get on in and out, There is, of course, a little break in between, like short breaks, I think, after four or five candidates. But they each will play 12, 13 minutes of their chosen concerto. And these are like beloved concerti by Tchaikovsky and Rachmaninov, and, you know, of course, Beethoven and Chopin and Schumann. So we, you know, the jury will, they all start at the beginning. And then if there's a cadenza where the place where the pianist play by himself, we let him play it. We always want to hear also the slow movement a little bit. So it will be kind of a sample of the concerto.
Sure.
Although it's always important for me to let them play as much as possible.
Of course.
So on Friday will be between 1 and about 4:30. And then Saturday, we begin at 10 a.m. in the morning. We will probably have a lunch break between 1 and 2. And then it will end at 5. So 10 to 5. Then these will be the other 20 candidates. 10 on Friday, 20 on Saturday, and then shortly after 5, probably by 5:15, 5:20, we will announce I want to say 6 finalists, but last year we decided to pass 8 to the finals.
Okay.
So it's between 6 and 8. It should be 6, but again, it's very difficult.
Sure.
And I think, again, what the competition is about is to give the opportunity, to encourage, to support. So I'm always for the more the merrier. and then the finals, I mean, and if, again, the preliminary round or the semifinal round, which is Friday and Saturday, is all free. And then the finals is on Sunday, and it begins at 1 o'clock. And this is where the competitors, the finalists, will have a chance to play the whole concerto from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. Some of the concerti, like last year's winner, who played the Ravel concerto, is only 20 minutes. And some concerti are as long as 50 minutes if it's a Brahms concerto.
Sure.
But at this point, we don't know yet, of course, who is in the finalists, so we don't know just the exact length. But most of the concerti, Rachmaninov and Mozart or Beethoven or Chopin, is like around 30 minutes. And, you know, finally, again, it's free. There is a $10 suggested donation. I mean, you know, this is a wonderful organization, and the whole idea is we have a wonderful prizes for the winners. And, you know, we spoke, actually, the last couple of years, we started a spring festival, which happens at the end of March, where we bring some of the finalists to come and play in schools in the community, in churches, in retirement home. Right. So actually, again, if people hear this, and they want to have suggestions. These are concerts that we are doing at no charge, again, as a gift to the community, because, I mean, we are all in this together, and a community that has more music is definitely a place I want to live. So if people hear and they have a suggestion, oh, you know, come and play at my church, or come and play in my school, or come and play in my retirement home, we have an upright piano, wonderful, we will come. So it's going to be in the second half of March, 3-4 days, that finalists, as well as myself and my assistant Regina Tanujaya, who's also a wonderful pianist, we come and we just play for the community at no charge in schools, retirement homes, and all sorts of outreach community events.
Yeah, which is a fabulous way to reach out, of course, and let more people know about the competition, but also for the people who are hearing those to experience something that is unique. I mean, it's very special. I mean, if it hadn't been for the competition, all of these pianists from all of these countries that you speak of would not be here. It is the competition that brings them. We talked just briefly about what they get. You hinted at it. What are the prizes for the winners?
So the prize for the first gold medalist is $10,000 plus a connection with Kermit Polling.
I don't know if that's a prize, but that's all right.
Again, I mean, you've been so incredible to invite them to play with an orchestra.
Sure.
And whether it's the Marshall Symphony or the South Arkansas Symphony, these are incredible opportunities. And again, I got these opportunities as well. I know how much it helped me. I played also now with the Philadelphia Orchestra and with the San Francisco Symphony. But the first time I played with the Shreveport Symphony, and then with the South, you know, Arkansas Symphony, and it's an unbelievable opportunity, you know, when you get out into the world. So $10,000 for the gold medalist, and then the silver medalist is $6,000. And here, you just invited the silver medalist to play as well. So there's also opportunities for them to play.
Sure.
There is a bronze medal and $4,000. And there's all sorts of opportunities. There is an International Keyboard Series of Louisiana that is a recital that we also invite the winner or one of the prize winners. There is the Demira Hess Memorial Concert Series in Chicago, which I have a very close relationship, and they always invite one of the prize winners. One of our previous jury members, Alexander Tutunov, he has a concert series in Ashland, Oregon. And he was so impressed by the level of the competition, he came twice to adjudicate. So he now every year he invites, you know, the winner to play a recital in his concert series in Ashland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
There are the three prizes, the money prizes, the gold medalist $10,000, the silver medalist $6,000, and the bronze $4,000. And then there is a whole, you know, list of concerts, Shreveport Symphony, you know, possibly Marshall and South Arkansas Symphony. And then there is Myra Hess recital, Ashland, Oregon recital, Washington, D.C. recital, Louisiana International Keyboard Series recital, and you know, in Texas Street Arts Series. Last year we had one of our jury members has a festival in North Carolina called Vivace Music Festival. She invited our winner to be a faculty and give a concert in the festival. So there's a lot of wonderful opportunities associated with the White Man.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons why so many great competitors are part of it, because, you know, the word gets out there that these opportunities are there, and the attention, the focus is on Shreveport and Northwest Louisiana during that period. Well, it's happening this weekend. We should say that the competition takes place at Centenary College. In the Anderson Auditorium in the Hurley School of Music there, and actually additional pianists are part of it because you have to have accompanists for the soloists who are playing their concertos to begin with, and there are some also really really fine pianists too, who accompany the competitors. So it is really an amazing event. It takes place every year, and it's coming up this weekend. And there is a website with information, is there not?
There's a website, and the website is weidmannpianocompetition.com.
Okay, so you can learn a little bit more about that, but put it somewhere in your calendar for this weekend. If you can't make all 3 days, make as many as you can, and have the opportunity to hear some amazing music. Alan, I want to thank you so much for being on the air with me. It's a pleasure as always, and of course, I've always appreciated your friendship as well, and your incredible musicianship, and it's been great that the Weidmann has just continued to grow, and the quality of the competitors over the years, as well, you know, and of course, you're a phenomenal pianist and a great mentor to these young people coming in. At one point, I could say that about you. You're so young, and you still are. But I mean, they feel like they get younger every year. I know the age is restricted, but I don't know. it's like, I mean, really, was I that age once?
It is amazing to see the level, the skill, the dedication. I mean, it's one of those professions that you really need to become passionate and dedicate so many hours daily from when you are 6 years old. One thing to add is that, you know, music is kind of a triangle with the performer, the music, and the audience. So it's the more people can come, it's the audience is really part of the competition.
Sure.
There is that excitement, there is this electricity. So I really hope people will come, because this is what creates, you know, this whole atmosphere of excitement, of tension, of electricity. So, I mean, I really hope that people will come and support it and argue about it.
That's it. Do you agree with the judges? Do you not agree
exactly.
with the judges?
And come and ask me questions in the intermission, and come and voice their opinion. And again, that's part of it. It's sure. You know, it's really great. And again, thank you for your incredible support. It's the competition is a success as a result of so many people coming together.
It absolutely is. Well, good luck with everything this weekend, and this will be posted on our website and as a podcast. So if any of you want to check back into this conversation, you're welcome to do so. And if you're with an organization and you are interested in a future spotlight, give us a call here at 800-552-8502, and you can be featured on a future Red River Radio Arts Spotlight. Alan Goldstein, thanks so much. It's great talking to you this morning.
Thank you, everyone, and have a great holiday.